Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
I just want to say welcome to the show. I hate that intro right about now because it's got energy to it, and I ain't got no energy in me. I'm on one of them keep it down type moods right now. So hopefully y'all, the listeners, you actors, authors, musicians, artists, you got mixtapes, videos, movies, independent TV shows. It don't matter. Tonight's Takeover Tuesday. Tonight, well, you can call in and take over the show, and we won't send your ass a bill. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. I got Jazzy B with me. Hopefully she'll tune in with us a little bit later. But we got Miss Unbelievable. She's ready to go right now. You about ready to do this Takeover Tuesday? Somebody need to take over my soul and bless me with some energy tonight.
Well, bless him, Lord, with his soul, because, you know, it's all about that energy. I'm going to need you to wake the hell up over there. Hello, hello, hello. This is Miss Unbelievable. All the way live, all the way up, all the way rest to get it, get it, get it, and go.
Okay, see, here you come with that energy. Now, Jazzy don't woke up. What's good, Jazz?
What's happening? What's happening, girl? Hey, girl.
There you go.
How you doing, Mama?
I'm good.
That's wonderful.
How are you, pumpkin?
Wonderful. She got all her clothes ready for Hawaii, so you know she good. Woo! Yes.
What's Nobody up, asked you about
what's
that, did they?
What's happening?
What's up, Lyle? What's up?
Yo,
nobody asked you about that.
That change out to be hilarious every time.
Why? What up, player? Yeah, I didn't ask you. But then still dissing me. Yeah, I didn't ask you about that. Yeah, player. I didn't ask you about that. Yeah, player. Like, come on, don't be a hater. You went to Mexico and we wished you well. Stop lying.
Okay. Again, nobody asked you about that. So,
well, while I'm at it,
Tuesday,
8 days, 7 nights.
See, nobody asked you about it. That's just too much. I hope you get robbed. So take over Tuesday tonight with you, the caller, the listener, the actor, whatever you do, you can call in, take over the show. So we ain't got to listen to that shit right there. She talking about, but we could talk about what you got going on and what you got coming up in the future. It's like a little interview with that type of nature. You know what I mean? So you can always call us up all night, 563-999-3411, and you can put your cell phone blast, and we can see what you got going on. So I know we got the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Huh?
You know, I kind of messed up. We were supposed to have an interview tonight, and it slipped my mind. And I forgot to send them all the information and y'all the information. So.
It happens.
We're going to do it next week.
Okay. You know what? Did I say that there's the ocean across the highway from our house that we're staying in Hawaii? Did I mention that?
Nope, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
And my room is right by.
We gonna roll into Takeover Tuesday like this right here. This is great. Carnival. You're unbelievable. Monsters Radio. Oh my goodness. Takeover Tuesday. We'll be back after that.
Taking over. Hawaii style. We gonna have y'all.
Point where I go in, pocket deep like Samoan, get more head than a sewing, money lost start flowing, bakery I'm about doing, new whip I'm on growing, so much drink you have to roll in,
come on,
get out the way for my splashing, your bitches she look I'm a smasher, I hop out the creek like a pastor, I'm killing these niggas disaster, and I got a plug in Nebraska, I'm running this shit you got asthma, my nigga my roots on Alaska, clean the cup like a scab. I might pull out the slash.
I might bring back the jab.
Ain't without on the beat. I gotta get the big bag, trick or treat. Niggas in the beat, I'm shooting pistol feet. Niggas want smoke, I'm a twisted sweet. I caught me a vine.
So that's Seven the Great right here, Monsters Radio, the independent artist, above underground artist, but make quite
what?
You know what the hell I'm trying to say. Y'all know what the hell I'm trying to say. Don't be playing with me. Don't play with me. Takeover Tuesday. Call up. Let us know what you got going on. 563-999-3411. And I guess right now, Miss Unbelievable, you can let them know who the show's been brought to you by. Who are some of our sponsors?
Our sponsors are the Solo Me Speak, author Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K, www.solomespeaks.com is where you can find all the information and books and purchases. And we have Monster U.S. Apparel, and where you could get all your apparel needs with your own logos and stuff and design. And we have Elite Sway Management, where you can be managed, or, you know, if you've got some music questions,
and also Picasso Painting for all your indoor and outdoor needs. You can find all of the sponsors on Monstar Radio, along with your Monstars, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy B, and DJ E Monstar.
And that will be MonstarsRadio.com. So it's Takeover Tuesday.
I sent in my Hawaii shirt coming soon.
Okay.
We got music.
So we got who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? But we're going to have to cancel that out because I get the feeling everything's going to be around Hawaii tonight. So we're going to keep it moving and do something different. We're going to do a, we don't give no fuck about your trip, motherfucker, and don't be posting about it online. Because you know how it be. We in cold spots. You see motherfuckers be on their trips. We don't get no damn. I know I just went on a trip. Some of y'all was like, we don't get no damn. We hope you get sick, motherfucker. Fuck your trip. It looks really nice. It looks beautiful. I hope somebody sneezes on your glass. I'm for real. Like, I hope you get a dog bite and you can't find medical attention. Like, we don't care.
So oh, my God.
We're not going to watch. Matter of fact, matter of fact,
why are you hating like that?
Haters out there. Because some people be hating on me. Like, I got, like, friends, they be like, I be seeing them, what's up, bro? I ain't talked to you in a while. That's what's up, man. You know, good to see you still here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, bro. I seen you in London. I hated you that week. What the fuck? Why are you hating them, bro? I want to be like that, too. So I understand. So I'm going to be on the bullshit bus, and I'm going to join in with them and be like, fuck your trip. We don't give a damn. It is. I hope somebody sneezes on your luggage.
That's okay. So, that's okay.
And remember, okay. Hawaii. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hawaii. If anybody knows Hawaii. Anything about Hawaii, they're shaking their head right now, too. They're going, ooh, have you been to Hawaii?
Oh, no, this is my first time.
This is your first time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you're going to see this is a popular destination for another people from another country. And okay, wait till you get there. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not trying to ruin your trip. No, no, I don't want you to be concerned. I don't want
I
you to
be
concerned. Just don't, just, you know, coronavirus. I'm just saying, you know, you're going to have
I know
a good
there's
time
a lot of Chinese people there. I'm going to be safe, you know, covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to enjoy every 8 days, 7 nights at the plantation, cooking, enjoying, planning, laying on the beach, swimming in the pool that's right outside my door. Yes. I'm just
Trying. Well, first of all, I didn't say Chinese people. I just said people.
Other
countries.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of other countries. A whole lot of other countries.
Sure.
I'm just saying. As a black person, I ain't going nowhere that says it's a plantation.
How do you know it's a plantation? How do you know?
You just said that's the plantation.
No.
Y'all got y'all own food. They got y'all separated from the rest of the world. You on the plantation?
Anyway, I'm enjoying my vacation in the sun while you be here in the cold, my brother. So stop hating on where I'm going. And I'll be sending pictures and I'll be live from Hawaii for Monsters Radio. And the Monster pictures will be flooded. Just understand that. Okay. So, with that note, Tokyo Olympics is still going on. Future. Now, y'all know I like talking about Future. His baby mama still not done with him. April, I got a question. If folks agree with her, what has she said? You know, we still got the Lori Longren issue going on. And then so we have Mike Tyson. We have, who's this dude? Spike Lee talks about the New York Knicks, and then the Knicks responds to him. And then Youngberg talking about the update with Megan Thee Stallion.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sound like it could get bumpy tonight. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
let's see.
We throwing one on, or am I going to read a couple?
I'm thinking we're going to throw one on, but I'm kind of, I don't know I want to go with it. I don't know if I want to do a throwback or if I should just play some artists that we already interviewed. And then there's another dilemma. Do we do rappers or R&B? And then I don't know where I want to go with it.
I'm going to start off with April. You know, she thinks she R&B. And I got a question. You know what I'm saying? So it's an R&B controversial question, right? So think of that when you play the first song coming back from, you know, what I'm going to be reading. So I'm going to start off with April's behind. You know, and she thinks she can sing. She thinks she's got a singing career. You know, she thinks she does a little bit. I've heard her. I don't really agree. But, you know. Hopefully that helps along.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
Oh, am I supposed to play music?
Yeah.
No. My bad. I thought she was telling the story. My bad.
No. Oh, my God. I need you to wake that Hello Kitty up over there.
I'm rocking with the homie E Monster. What's good?
Let me do that one again.
With him. This your boy Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the homie E Monster. What's good?
Ooh, my bad. We gonna come back with it.
Go get some water.
This is Bobby Who Did Fat. We gonna put it in the air. This is Frank Footer. It's called In the Air. Monster Radio Live.
Trying to kick it off. I'm with it tonight. I'm trying to trick it off. The money keep me motivated. So I smile for the haters cause I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list. We the team that get it popping, so what's happening? Better be body body, keep the strap, bitch. Just talking that trap shit and get your clap queen. I'ma knock it out the park if she throw it at me. You know you're king when she call you daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Oh, woo!
For a real nigga, cause she ain't worried about them little niggas, cause little niggas never get the picture, and real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit, so I'ma leave you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fuck, but don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw it. Woo!
All right, that's Frank Footer. Gotcha. All right, we're bringing it back. We're going to get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? So what we got? Whose head we busting tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah, no, I said, so I'm starting off with April. So here we go. So who else agrees? April Jones says she will always be single, even when she's in a relationship. For the folks wondering if April Jones is off the market or not, confirming after her last relationship fizzled, she says she will always be single. While on her little live, April got a question about dating Fizz, anyone new, if she was chilling at the moment. She said, stop asking her about her love life and to assume she's single forever unless she announces that she's married. Simple enough, right? I will always be single, even in a relationship. You want to know why? Until a motherfucker put a ring on this finger, I'm single as fuck. I really believe that. So she's like, whenever I'm in a relationship, unless they marry me, I'm single. So the question is, do you agree with April Jones' philosophy on keeping it single until married?
Yeah, I want to go first. Why you laughing? Y'all want to go first? I'm just saying.
So I guess you have to determine what your relationship status is. Like if it's a companionship and you already know you're not going to be together for a long-term relationship, y'all just bumping, and you know there's no commitment there, or you're in a relationship that's saying, okay, marriage is on the end of the situation, then yeah. But if that's not the case, if that's not a committed relationship where you guys are both together, y'all both saying we together, da-da-da, then you're not single, you're in a relationship. But if all the other ships, then yeah, you're single to do whatever you want to do. Today. Because if you're not building to, you know, if you're not building to a relationship as far as marriage, then why are you in a relationship? You're not. But I know a lot of people has taken up that philosophy that they're single until they put a ring on it. But then to me, that's cheating. So you will never know if you will get there because you're always looking for something else and you're not putting, you're not all in with that person that you're with. If you're having a single mentality, that would show up in your relationship.
Okay. Jeff? Okay, maybe she had to do something right quick. Sorry, I had to mute myself, clear my throat here before I got going. Well, I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord, he's petty tonight. I do not know. Disclaimer, whatever is coming out of his mouth does not be the views of everybody on Monsters Radio. Go.
See, you just got me sounding like this is SOB right now. You got to throw disclaimers around and shit.
Matter of fact,
you right, and I'm going to help them out a little bit. Matter of fact, even if you do have complaints about the comments coming up on tonight's show or any other show, you need an exact number to call, toll-free line to call.
Uh-huh.
The number is 1-800. That's 1-800. Leave nothing. And make sure your ass come for the whole 8. Get in. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure she's a nice girl. You know what I mean? Only thing I've ever seen is just the viral stuff and the news and the slander and all those type of things. But I'm going to keep it 100. And this is not directed at her in particular. It's just at her in particular, that her particular comment. That's some thot shit. That's that whole shit. Talking about them, I'm single no matter what. I mean, don't get me wrong, from an OG swagger, she's 100. She is 100. Until you put a ring on that finger, that ass is single now. Let's keep it 100, 10,000. That's what it is. That's what the status says. On a piece of paper, if you ain't got no ring, that motherfucker say single or married. It don't say no motherfucking shit in between. It don't say complicated. It don't say we've been fucking around for the past 2-3 years. It don't say that. It say single or it say married. If ain't no ring on that finger, that's married. But at the same time, for somebody to broadcast some shit like that, that's that whole shit right there. That's them. That's the bat flag, the bat dick flag, or pussy, whatever flag you want to throw up in the sky. Come on, I might be with this motherfucker, but holler at me. That's what I hear. My DM. That's what I hear for somebody say I'm always single. Holler at me. That's all I hear. Because if you're supposed to be with somebody, whatever, you shouldn't be saying I'm single. Even though status quo, you should be saying I'm in a relationship. That's saying I'm not married, but I got somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what you should be saying. You should be saying I'm single. That's that whole shit. Flag, holler at me. That's what I hear. I'm just saying. But I can understand at the same time because, you know, like we just said, like only reason why I know of her is because of the viral stuff about this. Not this is the same Omarion girl and the Fizz girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I got to clarify which ones we talking about. Yeah. And all I know is her from the scandal. So, you know, I'm pretty sure at this point, it may not even be what I just said about her. It could be to the point where, you know, she's just sick of it because everybody's coming at her funny, talking to her sideways about, you know, the friendships and all this other stuff and da da da. She's just like, you know what, just I don't want to deal with it at all. Just point blank, I'm single. Fuck what y'all heard. Until somebody put a ring on this finger, I'm single. So no matter if you see me with somebody or not, I'm single, and I can understand that. And that's probably where she's coming from, you know what I mean? But on the other hand, just to that comment, if I seen that shit, if I was with somebody and they said that, if you was with somebody and they said that, I'm single until I get that to the ring. And then, oh, okay, you must. I mean, how does it make you feel?
That person will be single. I swear to goodness, we won't be together no more. He would be single.
Hello.
Because I would take that as a sign of disrespect. Like, what? Oh, okay. Then you are single, bro, because that means you're not respecting me enough to acknowledge me that we got something going on. So, yeah, you gotta go, bro. Yeah, enjoy that single life, because evidently I ain't it.
Right. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, but I get where she might be coming from. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like
she
I
might
said,
get
I know a lot
she
of
might
people. You know. I know a lot of people feel that way. I've heard a few people that I personally know said that until I get a ring on it, you know, I'm single. I'm gonna do me. That's what they say. I'm gonna do me until he put a ring on it. But how can you do you and expect him to want to put a ring on it if all he's seeing you is you doing you and you not really trying to do y'all? How can you? How does that work?
Right. We're gonna fuck around start another show. Who else we got on the who's bumping who? Who's about to get their head busted?
Okay, so we got Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson says he fights back tears as he's doing an interview. I fear the monster I used to be. He says sometimes I feel like a bitch because I don't want that person to come out. Because if he comes out, hell is coming with him. Mike Tyson gets extremely emotional talking about the monster he used to be. And although Mike says he's changed man, he definitely is afraid of relapsing. The boxing legend opened up while he was talking to Sugar Ray Leonard on the Hot Box podcast. Says he felt empty after his boxing career had wrapped up. He said, I know the art of fighting. I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. And that's why I fear... that's why they feared me when I was in the ring. I was an annihilator. That's all I was born for, Mike said. He said now those days are gone, and he's empty, and he feels like he has nothing. He said he's working on being on the art of being humble. He said that's the reason why he cries, because he's not the person he recognizes no more, and he misses him. Tyson continued to say, it's not funny at all. It's not cool. Like, I'm a tough guy. It's just that I hate that guy, and he's scared of him. The 53-year-old Tyson says Leonard knew him back in the heyday and knows he has changed his life, but it's been a challenging process to get to where he is now and to love who he is now. He said that guy is kind of dead, but it wasn't easy. The guy didn't want to leave. He wasn't leaving easy. He fought, screamed, and cried and snatched all the way until he died, you know.
I mean, we can all see from all the interviews and all the stuff that Mike Tyson has been doing, you know, he's been, obviously been battling things left and right, but I totally understand what he's saying about, you know, about being a boxer. And I always said that before about, you know, to be these competitive athletes, sometimes, you know, you kind of got to have a certain mind state and you hype yourself up and, you know, you do certain things and, you know, and when you get adversity or certain challenges, that's all you know is that warrior aspect, that pushback type mentality. And can you imagine going from being Mike Tyson training all these times and getting in the ring and traveling the world and all these things, and now next thing you know, you got to stop. You got to be humble. You can't really show no aggression. The world's going to exploit that in any manner that they can. And, you know, I can see how, like, you know, he went through depression and all those type of things, because once you stop doing the thing that you love, yes, you try to search for other things to do. And if that's all you ever really, really did, sometimes you can get lost and forget the other things that you do know how to do and the things that you had enjoyment from other than just that. So, you know, so yeah. So hopefully Mike get right. I've seen some stuff. Well, Mike, I was kind of like, you know how, let's keep it 100. When you see stuff with Mike Tyson, you look for him to say some off the wall ass shit. You know, like, come on, oh my goodness, oh, he's dead, oh, he's going to eat the kids, oh, he's going to do this or do that. But, you know, I was watching it, but Mike said some real deep shit. And I don't know if it was a clip from that interview you did with the one you just, no, I don't think it was, because I don't think it was with Leonard, I think it was somebody else. But yeah, no, it was with a football player. But anyways, but yeah, he dropped some real knowledge on people, and I was just like, that is deep. So Mike really, really, really is on a quest to, you know, better himself and do things like that. So, you know, I think for people that do suffer mental illness and depression, PTSD, or however you say that thing, I'm sorry I get it wrong, but I think that is the new thing for healing, is the quest to find yourself, whether it be humbly or things like that, but you got to pick up something and look for it within yourself. Mm-hmm. Happiness ain't just going to come. You're going to have to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds like pushy to say, but, you know, but yeah, but I understand where Mike's coming from. I get it, Mike. I get it.
I get it too. And I think it's not even just sports. I think it's with anything, you know, when you've been doing something for so long and that's all you know. To me, it's like being a mom, and that's all you know. And then when your children leave the nest, you're like, okay, so now what am I supposed to do? Because all your life, all you did was take care of your kids, take care of your house, take care of them, go to the basketball games, go to the football games, go to the soccer games, go. Like, that's all you knew. You didn't have a life. And if it did, it was like partial. So you only did this much, and that's it. And so when it came time for your own stuff, you're like, well, what do I like? What don't I like? How do I not mother other people's kids? Or how do I not mother my husband? Or how do I not mother my, you know, or a boyfriend? How do you not mother somebody? Because that's all you know. How do you come out of that and be successful? So it's like, the different layers of coming out of or accepting the change and having something different go on in your life is like mind blowing, and it takes time to get there. It's almost like if you're a singer and it's like, okay, I got to do something else besides singing because I'm not making no albums, I'm not making no money. How do you switch out of that God-given talent that you got for yourself? It's like, how do I do that? How do you walk away and do something, like you said, that you like, and that's fulfilling, and that won't make you feel empty, or that you're losing that, or you're losing that? Or it's like, okay, how do you replace that fulfillment to be fulfilled and not be depressed because it's not your moneymaker anymore, or something that has given you fame, or something that has given you fortune, or something that's left your legacy? How do you recapture or continue your legacy so you knew? It's like, that's like mind-blowing things to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Okay. Well, that could go into a whole nother conversation as well. But Hitmaker, a.k.a. Youngberg, Meg's record deal isn't bad. She signed it herself, he said. Megan Thee Stallion should have known what she was getting into when she signed her first contract with a record label because she put pen to paper herself, so says Youngberg. We got the sexy Can I rapper at LAX Monday and asked about Meg's beef with her record label. She claimed 1501 wouldn't allow her to drop any new tunes because she wants to tweak her deal, but Youngberg says Meg shouldn't have signed the contract if she didn't like what it was. Youngberg sees things from the other side now. He rebranded himself as a producer and is a VP of A&R Atlanta Records and explained why it's super important for young artists to pour over the paperwork before signing on the dotted line, like we talked about last night. As reported, a 20-year-old signed a contract, but she wasn't aware, we talked about it, of a clause. But Youngberg says, in the music industry, there's no love lost for anyone. But, of course, Taylor Swift would argue differently because she was in a nasty battle after he purchased the rights 6 months later. But the good news is, fans tells YB that she won't stay on ice forever. She's got people backing her, but the contract she signed, she put it together almost herself, what he was saying.
So he's saying she put the contract together herself.
Yes, she pinned it some of right herself, so she should have known better.
Yeah, it kind of takes a lot of gas out of that one, don't it? But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, okay, we're going to walk down from the beginning. I kind of went through emotions there as you, like, was going through there. I'm like, oh, biting my lip. Number one, about how he's saying, like, basically there's no love lost, those type of things. About how people should read their contracts and things. How about just the labels? How about y'all just stop making contracts to fuck people?
Yeah.
How about we do that? How about we stop making contracts where you try to get over on people if they're not paying attention? Oh, well, they sign that away. How about we not do that? That's just bad business, ain't it? That's just bad business. I'm just saying. So, yeah.
You know, I agree with you there.
Yeah, see?
I agree with you there. It was like, I had a basketball tournament this weekend. And it comes to find out a high school player was playing in the tournament. Okay, first of all, why? You know what I'm saying? Why?
Mm.
You know the rules. You know the expectations. You know doggone well that a high schooler cannot play in middle school. So my question always is, why do we mess things up for ourselves? As, you know, people in the business or people who run stuff, why do we have to get over on somebody to feel like we have to get ahead? If Megan is all that, you should have gave her the contract that she deserves because you believed in her talent. Not that because you want to get over her and you want to make money off her talent. Come on. She's going to recognize it and want it. And when it happens, anything in the dark comes to the light. So how does that make you look? Because now don't nobody going to want to mess with you. So when you're thinking about it, it ain't making her look bad. It always makes you look bad in the end because you could have did what was right from jump.
Like, really? So now she's tarnishing your name, and now look what you look like. Ain't nobody going to want to rock with you because they're going to think that you're dirty.
Right.
So, now y'all already know. I always got something to say about Future. But here's the latest and the greatest for the future. Future's baby mama Rain wants him punished for fraud claims. The young woman who said she bore Future's baby daughter last year has asked the courts to sanction him for alleging that she lied to the judge in the paternity case. Future contested in court papers that his one-time lover committed fraud by lying in court papers that she was indignant and couldn't afford filing fees because she didn't have a job. He claimed she did work, had bank accounts, and a new SUV. Future says Rain legal moves amounted to perjury and asks that the state attorney general investigate. But Rain fired back this week, saying she was right to claim indignity in her paternity and child support case. The Life is Good artist, she admitted that she did have a bank account, but they had nominal amounts like $4 and $9 in them or were in the negative. The threshold for claiming indignity in Florida is having less than $2,500. Rain also says she didn't own her car but leases it, and when it comes to her income, she takes in small amounts for social media posts but hasn't worked steady since baby Rain was born. The mom included her bank records and lease info to the motion to bolster her contention. If rapper don't leave her alone, she bought, okay. You don't play with the one-time baby mamas. I'm just saying. They got things up the wazoo to make you look stupid. I'm just saying. The one-time baby mamas is the best. They know how to get over and get in and get done. Stop playing with a Future. You looking stupid, bruh.
Well, anybody with the name Future should know what it is when you fucking with these one-times anywhere. You is a Future, motherfucker. As you not paying attention to who you are when you are here one time and these motherfuckers, as you call them, one time and you strong sperm motherfucker, you is the Future. And you going to pay for it. So you better keep making them hits, motherfucker, because you going to be paying. You might as well make an album and just donate, yeah, the proceeds to baby mama. That's how you going to have to catch up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a baby mama 1 album, a baby mama 2 album. You understand what I'm saying? So by the time he's at baby mama 17 album, he going to know, I ain't going to be nobody else's Future no more. I ain't gonna be no, too many more Futures.
Well, to lock and load him. Yeah, to lock and load him. He messing with one who want a Future with him, and that's Steve Harvey. So she next in the little line of want a Future, because she called his daddy. Remember?
See, oh my God! You know what? I'm just gonna leave my comment. We're gonna move on that one. No, you know what? We're going to play some Megan Thee Stallion. Just one breather and we're going to come back. I got to. Yeah. Yeah, I went there. We're going to come back, y'all.
I'm picking up your
give
vibe.
Us 3 minutes.
You roll. I'm picking up your vibe.
Big old freak. Huh? Big booty, big old tree. I'm going to make him wait for the push. Wait. Hit his in these big old feet. Hey. Feet on the bed. I fuck him up in the head.
We live, y'all.
Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day, I might leave him on red. Ay. Pop it, pop it. Daydreaming by high rocket. Huh. He hit my phone with a horse, so I know Nami come over and ride it. I'm on the way. Huh. Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey. Usually, I like to fuck. But like tonight, we gon' make love cause you play. Huh. Nobody know. I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. Leaves with no tennis, so nobody talks.
Ain't nobody
talks
like me.
Huh. Get what you need like me. Huh. Ain't nobody got a funny tip, tip toes and roll to the tip like me. Hey, I got him addicted, he fiending. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwing fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me rub on you. Like, me lately, going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy, feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'm gonna give you what you crave.
I'm a big old freak, I love to talk my shit. And you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches seen the snow, they love me cause I'm cold. And you can't take no nigga from me, I got my control. Hey, I wanna fuck in the mirror. I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker glisten. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen. I bet he gon' like it, he won't do no tripping. Ain't nobody freak like me.
Hell,
get what you need like me. Ain't nobody got up on their tip, tip toes and roll to the tip like me. I got him like dick, he seen it. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throw a fit when I leave. Baby, let me rub on you. My body addictive, it's driving him crazy. I think I gotta run from him. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and it's nothing to do with my body. He's been feeling for me lately, going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy, feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you're craving.
All I can say is don't judge us. Pray for us on a Takeover Tuesday. We're here Tuesday night to expose you and let people know what you got going on. Remember, you can hit us up every Tuesday night, 563-999-3411. You can even schedule interviews and get a little bit more airtime. But yeah, connect with us. So, all right, we're going to bring it back to this who's bumping, who's getting fat. Who else we got there, Miss Unbelievable?
All right, so Tokyo Olympics game on despite virus. Yeah, who's going to be there? So the decision has been made. The Tokyo Olympic Games will happen as planned despite the worldwide virus scare, the IOC said on Tuesday. There's been talks about postponing or even canceling the games due to disease spreading at rapid rates. IOC exec Dick Pound said the decision should come late May. The IOC, Mark Adams, put all speculation to rest during a press briefing, saying the games will, in fact, be kicked off July 24th. Adams, the guy says, follow-up questions about the decision was adamant. The games are happening as planned. So far, more than 90,000 people have been reported with the virus in 71 countries with more than 3,000 deaths. Some major sporting events have been postponed or banned spectators from attending, including the Ski World Cup finals in Italy. And then not to note that the Fed spent about $5,000 on the coveralls for the virus preparation, and they're almost sold out. So to get a suit, you'll be paying top dollars, not the regular $20, $30 that you would pay for a hazmat suit.
I'm thinking that's what them Olympic people got to say, because a lot of motherfuckers looking at, because you know a lot of people they pre-plan stuff, whether they already bought a hotel room, they already got a lot of things booked, and them up want their money back. They want their money back. Yeah, you know what I mean, it seems rapid through all that. Nobody's trying to fly. I'm not gonna say that. I'm just gonna say a lot of people are gonna be afraid. Already talking about this, the airline stuff is like taking hits. All kinds of parts of the industries are taking hits. You think that's not gonna take a hit?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, okay, it's still going on. But who's gonna be there?
Ain't nobody gonna
be there but the Nigerian team. That's it.
But the people
that other black dude walked up out of there talking
shit. Because they're thinking they're accessible. Or the people who, I mean, far as the athletes, what if they decline? What if they don't want to do it anymore? Are they going to get a fine? Because personally, I'm going to be watching the Olympics with my mask on, be like, "Duh."
Fine what? A lot of them dudes are volunteers. A lot of them Olympic people are volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't on no designated payroll. Some of them get kicked out, you know, get kickbacks and shit like that, endorsements and things like that. But other than that, no. That's not no job commitment.
Man.
That's volunteer.
And Tokyo was looking to make a lot of money off this, too, like we did. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
This is jacked up. I know Tokyo want to mess China up right now. Like, just go bomb them for, you know, messing, creating this virus.
Ooh.
When it was their turn to get the money. Because, you know, that ain't right. Japan and China are right next, you know, close to each other. And Japan was getting ready to make their money. Now, China, you messing up their dollars? I'm going to need y'all to go handle China. You know, handle China for us, Japan. Because they messing up the dollars.
What?
I'm telling you now, it is not going to be what Japan thought it would be. There's still going to be people who's going to definitely go because they support and they have to. But there's going to be people who are not going to be there. And like you said, hotels, they built hotels, who built places around there like we did. You know, when we had a Super Bowl here, I'm pretty sure they did the exact same thing. Now, if they don't get their return on all the money that they put in, I'm telling you, Japan, China is your man. I'm not trying to, you know, incite no nothing, but they the ones who messed up your coin. I'm just saying. So if you want to mess with somebody and be mad, when it comes time we America needs some help, Japan, I'm just saying, we got your back. I'm just saying. Just saying. Putting it out there.
Okay, what else we got in the gossip soup,
huh? Okay, so, you know, he always got something to say. So, oh, no, not that one, not that one. Hold on, not that one, hold on. I got to read that one next. So, Spike Lee explodes on the folks. So, while Dolan management are feuding with Lee, it seems the Knicks players are riding with Spike. Mike Miller told reporters they seen the legendary court, because, you know, he's on the court side every night. So I guess, let's see, Spike Lee has been a victim because he has repeatedly asked him not to use the employee entrance, instead use the dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celeb who is in the garden. It's laughable, the team said in the statement. So he mad because he can't use the team and employee interest because he thinks he had an employee there. Spike says he's done watching the Knicks for the rest of the season. Will be back for the next season. Lee is going off on the Knicks over Monday's night incident, explained to ESPN First Take. The team's statement on the situation was BS. He didn't make up what Dolan did afterwards. I wasn't shaking hands. In fact, he came over to me. I didn't get up right away. I was just sitting in my seat, Lee said. And Dolan been counting for 28 years. Why wasn't I notified by email, text, phone? He says, now you know, it's too late. He said he's been harassed by Dolan. He don't know why. The Knicks haven't won a title since the 70s. And the 62-year-old said he wasn't worried. He still supported him because he's a lifetime fan. When told he pays $300K a year to attend Knicks games, Lee said, I look stupid now. The Knicks drama is involving biggest fan Spike Lee, who got in an altercation with a security guard at MSG and told him, you want to arrest me like Charles Oakley? The whole thing went down at Madison Square Garden before the Knicks took on the Rockets, when security reported Block Lee from using a restricted entrance into the building. During the exchange, you can hear Lee say, no one ever told me he wasn't allowed to use a particular incident, and he dug in his heels. He says, I'm staying right here. Knicks spokesman has said the entrance was not designated for fans, with sources saying it was supposed to be for media and staffers only. The good news is Lee met with Knicks owner, and to smooth things over, and even better for the Knicks, they actually won the game. The Knicks have been awful this season, one of the worst records in the NBA, but they still managed to draw A-list fans to their game, including Chris Rock, Pete Davidson, Kenan Thompson, who are, in fact, all Knicks fans, including quarterback Daniel Jones, Sterling Shepard, and Jamal Adams. So, yeah, They said, we smooth things over, Nick. You know, Spike, don't be mad. But 300K?
Yep. 300K. And I guess he thought because he paid 300K and he was Spike Lee, maybe he got a pass. But apparently that wasn't the case until I guess he had to get some things moved over. But I mean, they say too, like, yeah, the Knicks are, you know, they're bringing in celebrities, but I'm going to keep it 100. I guarantee you these celebrities are writing these things off. Because it's honestly, it's publicity for him to sit right there at the court thing. I'm not saying that's why he's doing it, but it is. You know what I mean? The way he had to come into the game, they didn't take the seat away. They just say, you can't come in that way. You got to come in this way. They're cutting down security and other things and, you know, limiting people coming in out. Probably got something to do with this coronavirus, the vampire virus, the coronavirus. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. I mean, hey, I know you got a lot of money and a lot of things like that, but, you know. Anybody that knows that song knows what I'm talking about.
But listen, if I pay $300K to come to a losing game, I'm coming through any door that I can. Okay, first of all, if I've been coming through these doors for the last 28 years, my name should be on every list coming through this door because I've came through every 28 years. If you do not want me to come through these doors, like he said, just be courteous. Send me an email. Send me something to say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can't come through this door no more. We are setting it off, we're beefing up our security because A, B, and C. That was disrespect. But not when I'm there and the game's going on and I'm trying to get through the same door I've been coming through 28 years. Are you kidding me? I'm going to dig my heels in too, especially if that's what I'm used to doing. And like we were saying, change is different. But come on, respect me enough. I give you enough to say, hey, we're doing something different. And yep, I'm a victim, especially if your new security guy who just wants to be the man to tell Spike Lee he can't do something, to say, oh, I was the one who couldn't, I'm that one security guy for some hype, to say, oh, I got to tell Spike Lee off. Come on, bro. Spike Lee could take you and your job out. Stop playing.
Well, I'm going to say... Who the hell is you to get an email from the team to say you can't use that door? What
that one who paid $3,000.
Employees
30.
And players only,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Employees
mm-hmm.
and players only. It don't say motherfuckers that sit up front. No, it say employees. Do you work here, motherfucker? Do you work here? Are you running laps at practice? Are you here practice? Are
he
you running laps?
Here.
Are you shooting? Are you shooting pregame shots? You say
he
worked
there.
What he do?
Yeah.
What he do?
He is the team mascot.
Oh my gosh. There with you some
team
days.
Mascot.
He the team mascot.
Team mascot.
Okay. Tomorrow's Wet Wet Wednesday. We got more entertainment news. We got more anything. Anybody?
No.
Nothing.
That is all.
It's nothing.
There's nothing.
We can't fake no shit. Okay, nothing. Okay.
We need to fake something.
We need
to. Okay, tomorrow we can fake an orgasm. We can fake an orgasm tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. You know what? That's gonna be the topic tonight or tomorrow. Does faking an orgasm really help?
No.
But you weren't supposed to answer it. It's a question for tomorrow.
Oh. But there's more to my answer.
We will find out what y'all think tomorrow, because now we know what she thinks. We can find out what I think tomorrow. Maybe Dazzy, see what else y'all think out there. And I guess tomorrow she's going to tell us why she thinks that way. So tomorrow's Wet Wednesday. We talk about relationships, adult conversation for sure. Music's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. That's Wet Wednesday. We will have fun with our sexual conversation. So let's see. We also got Karma Cafe coming up Friday Night Live. So we got y'all ready for the rest of the week. So we definitely going to get it in. But let's see. Again, tell the people the link where they can find your book. And then any other last words you got on your way up out of here.
Yes, www.solomyspeaks.com. Yeah, hit me up, buy something, share the link with your friends, and let's get it in tomorrow, because it's about to go down on the freaky sound on the underground, and y'all know what happens at the underground. No limits.
So like she said.
No boundaries. Sorry. No limits. No boundaries. No rules. I'm done.
What in the hell? Okay.
I'm snapping.
I don't know what that noise is. Okay. So, like you said, it's going down tomorrow. All puns and all buns intended. So tune in Wet Wednesday. I'm going to play this track right here so y'all can see what I was talking about when I played this. I might take it a little bit too far. Don't judge me. Pray for me. This right here is the unedited version, so it's probably going to cost me about $36 to play this. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Yeah, Jay-Z, the story of OJ, Monsters Radio, live online radio with the Roar. Yeah.
Peace, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't play for
real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo. For like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga.